good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cotton Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade, which means distant thunder. That's my native name, and my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events all over Turtle Island. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post, located at 700 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, inside the Dayton's Building. We're opening November 18th at 10 a.m. That's Thursday. Natives supporting natives in business and in art.
I don't know how I let you talk me into doing that store. You two, both you and Ogama, talking me into that store. I haven't been able to sleep, and I got a full-time job and a radio show. Mm. I'm tuckered out.
Yeah, sure.
So, hey.
We have a lot of people helping, and yep. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who's taken their time and energy and expertise and helped us with it. So,
and we want to give a big special shout-out to Ogama, because none of this could be you. Well, not you, but I'm really lazy, so none of this could be done if it wasn't for her. So she's
absolutely
doing all this stuff. And we'll give her some sort of a award at the end of this season.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, well, Ogama not only does everything, but she also does the news, and she does local and national Native news that you don't hear anywhere else. So let's get to Ogama right now. Welcome, Ogama, you overworked person, you.
Hello, bonjour, Anine. I'm having some chocolate behind the scenes over here, just in case anybody's wondering how I'm coping. There's definitely chocolate involved. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe, and I have some news for you here. As always, I like to start with news from Minnesota. And I'm going to turn my mic the right way, and that makes me sound better as well. So I just want to give a shout out here, or a little plug, I guess I could say, for Minnesota Native News, which you can find at minnesotanativenews.org. Leah Lem, who is a reporter from Minnesota Native News, as well as running the Minnesota Native Lights podcast, did an awesome 5-minute story here on the new Postal Service stamps that are coming out for 2022, and the stamps are going to feature modernist artist George Morrison, who was from the Grand Portage Band of Ojibwe. So they're really, really beautiful, and the stamps are described as like miniature works of art. And it's really a wonderful story that she did, and you can listen to the full clip. It's about 5 minutes. She interviewed Breanne Morrison, which I believe is one of the descendants of the son of George Morrison, if I'm not mistaken. So it's just, it's a really cool story, and I think that if you're looking for a little bit of a pick-me-up as we come into the halfway point of this week, it's a good listen. Again, that's minnesotanativenews.org. You can listen to it there, or you can find more info on Leah Lem and other awesome people on Minnesota Native Lights podcast. They're pretty cool. And while you're there, make sure you're following Native Roots Radio wherever you get your podcast, because we are on iTunes and Spotify and TuneIn app?
SoundCloud.
We're all over.
Yeah, we're all over the place. And we're live on YouTube right now at the same time, too. So if you want to tune into us on YouTube or come back and watch us then. So plugs all around for everybody.
Exactly.
Here in Minnesota, today was the first day of the MIAC conference, which is the Minnesota Indigenous, and I've forgotten the acronym. But the MIAC meeting, I'm sure, is something that Nancy Bolio will likely touch base on here. What it is a meeting between the Minnesota tribes and the state agencies. So, I did tune in for a few minutes today just because, Line 3 is something that has been put through in Minnesota because of miscommunications and ignorance on behalf of state agencies and the tribes. So I was in there for just a few minutes today, and there was no space really for public comment on that issue, which I was really disappointed to hear in a 2-day-long public meeting that there was no space for public comment on that issue at all. That seems a little bit... I don't have a good word to say on air about it, but I was not impressed with it, to say the least.
Did you see our guest put up there Minnesota Indian Affairs Council?
Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. Thank you, Nancy, for saving me there. For the life of me, it left my brain the minute it came out of my mouth. And then if you're in Minnesota as well, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe's Constitutional Convention meeting is being held on the 19th. It's going to be in person at Boys Fort and via Zoom. And shout out to you, Angel, for sharing that. I believe she is going to share some more details, but the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe's Constitutional Convention information should be out soon, seeing as it's happening this Friday. So keep that in mind, too. Speaking of other conventions, the White House held its Tribal Nations Summit Monday, and I believe it goes into today. I don't have a wrap-up for today, but Indian Country did a pretty tight wrap-up from Monday, and I didn't even really realize this. I hadn't realized it had been that amount of time, but the White House has not held a Tribal Nations Summit in 5 years. So yesterday was the first time in 5 years.
Well, that makes sense to me, because we had an evil person in the White House for 4 years.
Right. Yeah. The math is there. The math is there. But with COVID and everything else that happened, I think the part of me that's in denial of the last 4 years wanted to believe it was only two or something. But tribal leaders from the...
I'm sorry. You're getting older. And that's what happens to me. I think 30 years ago it was the 70s, but it's the 90s. So that's how old I am.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that too. Absolutely. I'm like, yeah, the 90s, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah. No, that was like 30 years ago. Okay, so that's how we feel now. So now that we've all dated ourselves, if you have not yet, you can catch on YouTube the first day of the Tribal Nations Summit at the White House and kind of find out what's happening. President Biden has presented 5 new initiatives, Tribal Treaty Rights Memorandum of Understanding, a Sacred Sites Memorandum of Understanding, Indigenous Knowledge Statement and Establishment of Interagency Working Group on Indigenous Traditional Ecological Knowledge, and a Greater Chaco Landscape Mineral Withdrawal. So those were the big 5 that President Biden talked about, and I don't have too much detail on all of that, but only because we have a limited amount of time, and that's definitely something that if you're a Native person, you should be keeping your eyes on. And then one of the new initiatives Monday is that the USDA, it's going to be working with Indigenous Food Sovereignty, the USDA or U.S. Department of, the USDA and the U.S. Department of Interior are working on an Indigenous Food Sovereignty Initiative and a Tribal Co-Stewardship of Federal Lands and Water. And I don't know what that looks like yet, but that certainly sounds like a lot more collaboration than we've had in recent years. Right, Robert?
Yeah, and it looks like you and Wendy should be on vacation pretty soon here, both you guys.
I sound like I should be on vacation.
No, not at all. But we only got like 15 seconds left here. We have Nancy Bolio and Gina Peltier on today, and that's going to be rocking and rolling. Go ahead.
I do have one fun fact for you. I'm going to leave it like this. There are 521 toxic abandoned uranium mines on the Navajo Reservation in the Southwest in the United States. So just a reminder, as we talk about all these things that the federal government's hoping to collaborate with, I hope that's one of those things that they touch on.
Is that uranium mines or geranium mines?
I said uranium, right?
I don't know. We'll listen to the tape. Please don't ever critique my talking here on Native Roots Radio.
Never. Because absolutely.
I'd cry, I think, but you know. A great job as always, Ogama. You know, and again, Pini Gigi, for all you're doing for Native Roots Radio, Native Roots Trading Post, and everything else for our community. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, Nancy Bolio talking pipelines and sovereignty and treaties. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
It is a coincidence.
We have Nancy Boley of Bemidji 350, and just all-around cool person, but also a featured artist at the Native Roots Trading Post coming up soon, in the grand opening's Thursday. So we're going to be soaping up with her soaps and her beading, and it's just great to have her work with us in so many different ways. And welcome, Nancy. How the heck are you?
I am actually doing great. I'm actually very honored and excited to showcase some of my art at the Native Roots Trading Post, and a big congratulations to the team that put that together. And, you know, Robert, I was planning to come down and hang out for a couple of days this week, but my war pony exhausted itself on me again. So, I'll be sending my work down, and I'm just still lucky enough to know that my work will still be there, even though I can't be. So in the near future, I will find my way down and take a look-see at the beautiful store and just explore some of the great work that's there. Because I know, you know, in this movement, just people on the front lines, just the work that I saw there. And it seems like there's a small collection of our people in that store. And that's what's exciting, that we are going to be showcased. And I think we need more of these kind of things happening, because we are on treaty land here. So again, I want to give a shout out, most importantly, and we always have to remember to think about our water protectors, our land defenders, our treaty keepers, and our allies, because without their bravery and them taking to the front line, it would be really difficult for a handful of us, you know, to do that. So again, that's what the beautiful solidarity this movement is all about, is building on that people power. And we got to make sure that we focus on building on that, because we see, with the upcoming elections and what's at stake for us, and what we've already surrendered in terms of voting for politicians that said they were going to be there for us. And did you notice the appointment that the Walz administration had, Robert?
No, say that again. One? No, tell us.
Oh, yeah. So just yesterday I heard on the radio that the Walz administration appoints Sarah Wheelock to fill vacancy on the Minnesota Court of Appeals, and it says that Sarah Wheelock will be the first Native American judge to sit on the Minnesota Court of Appeals.
Wow.
And she's filling a vacancy. So, you know, what the radio announced was what Ms. Flanagan had said, and it really caught me because I work a lot to protect our treaties and educate people on our treaty relationship mm-hmm. and what that looks like. And Ms. Flanagan's comment was reiterated yesterday that Ms. Flanagan was excited because Ms. Wheelock knows the law of the land. And well, that being the case, we already know what the law of the land is. It's treaties, Article 6 of the United States Constitution. So, you know, with all these appointments and, you know, these, like, the Biden, the White House having this indigenous conference, all these things going on, we need more than lip service. We need more than, hey, we're going to do appointments and we're going to have all these talks because we want the Native community to think that we're really there for them. But in the end, we're not, because obviously Line 3 is a perfect example of that. And it has failed the treaty. It has the Walz administration failed their own Executive Order 1924, the government-to-government peace. So I appreciate people like our guest speaker tonight showing up at, you know, political fundraising spaces to continue to hold these politicians accountable. Because, again, you know, Amy Klobuchar, her win, too, and a lot of other politicians in the DFL party, their campaign wins were because the Native population showed up. But then again, our words continue to fall on deaf ears. And that's why people like myself, people like Gina, people that showed up at the treaty encampment out the firelight, this is why we do that work, to continue to educate people that we are all treaty people and we all have accountability regardless of what party, a political party you belong to, what church you go to, how you self-identify. We all are treaty people, and it is our responsibility to obligate our actions to honor the treaties.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, why don't you introduce your guest today? We got 6 minutes in this segment, and we'll roll it into the next.
All right, so we got Gina Peltier. She is a representative and organizer for Honor the Earth. She's our relative from the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota. We were honored to have her with us for the eight-day occupation out to Camp Firelight on the Enbridge easement. And she, you know, provided comfort, reassurance, and she really kept things glued together behind the scene. And so I appreciate Gina showing up like that. And I totally trust the work that she does, and she's Ogechi Dakwe, and I'd love for her to share some of her experiences with us today, and that's why I asked her to come on the show. So welcome, Gina.
Bonjour, Anine, everyone. Thank you so much, Miigwech, everyone. Thank you so much for having me here. Any chance I get to talk about, you know, stopping Line 3 and land back and all that good stuff, I'm totally down. So, and I'm also excited that Nancy, your artwork is going to be featured at the new Trading Post, and I absolutely love your soap, so I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, all those water protectors and land defenders all in those frontline camps and going days without, you know, taking a bath. I think this is the perfect way to show up. I'll keep them squeaky clean.
Yeah,
so
we all
Gina,
know.
You just recently had a trip to Washington, and I know, you know, Hoka and I were saying today that you're broken because you survived your first round of being tased. Sounds pretty rough out there. Can you tell us a little of your experience when you were in Washington?
Yeah, so it was great. So we were in Washington, D.C. for the People versus Fossil Fuels event. It was a week-long event where we held actions and marches to bring awareness on how important it is that we need to get off of fossil fuels, like right now, like before we even decided to use fossil fuels. But so during the week, we had a lot of people who were arrested. During that whole week, I believe, what was it, over 600 people who were arrested, or was it over 900 people who were arrested?
Yeah, last time I heard it was around 800, so it could have been another day.
Yes. So that Thursday during the week, we decided to do something a little big. And we decided to occupy the Department of Interior building where the Bureau of Indian Affairs is held. And usually when I have visited that building before, just like even like a month before that, I was in D.C. and I visited that building. They allowed me inside into the lobby and I was able to take pictures of the totem pole in there. So that Thursday when we decided to occupy the building, they weren't allowing us in. So we just kind of decided that this is our building and we should be allowed in. And we were able to get into the lobby. And once we were in the lobby, we sat down, we zip tied and duct taped ourselves to each other, and we prayed. We sat there and we prayed while other water protectors were outside of the building, and they were also praying, and some of them were trying to get in to join us. We weren't violent. We weren't jumping on desks. We weren't, you know, defecating on stuff. We weren't threatening anybody's lives. We were in there praying to bring awareness, you know, to stopping Line 3 and all the other pipelines, and, you know, for land back and for our voices to be heard.
Right. And I think, you know, when you mention that word occupy, I got to be really quick here because we're going into a commercial break. But, you know, that is part of our treaty rights, not to hunt, fish, and gather, but also to occupy. And like our elders say, what good are our treaty rights if we don't assert them? So I think, you know, it's really courageous of you guys to show up and hold space in a peaceful way. And, you know, I want to see more of that. And I'm proud of people that do that. And I encourage people to assert those rights.
Yeah, so I'd like to say we were very peaceful with the whole interaction. It wasn't until the officers decided that they wanted to arrest us is when the law enforcement started to get violent with us. I mean, all they had to do was ask us, you know, to, you know, or even relay to us that they were going to start cutting off our zip ties. They just grabbed my hand and started cutting. And when they started cutting the zip ties, they cut my arm. So, you know, I screamed a little bit. I was like, you're hurting me. And that's when all chaos broke loose. They started being aggressive. They started grabbing everyone. And somehow I got rolled over and all of a sudden I was being tased. And that was quite shocking. And then when they went to grab to take the zip ties off, they also broke my finger in the process. Uh-oh. So I just like to point out, you know, we're water protectors. We're unarmed and nonviolent. There was no reason to use such excessive force. Right. There was
Yeah, well, I'll always probably, I know this for a fact, that we're always going to stand in peace and prayer, always defending those treaties and protecting the seventh generation. So, yeah, I think we're going into commercial break here in about 30 seconds. And so, Gina, we would love for you to hang out with us for a second segment and talk a little bit about your visit with Amy Klobuchar and what we need to do as water protectors to continue to show up.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we're with Gina Peltier, water protector, and Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350. We'll be right back after this short break. And again, Gina's with water protectors. She's with Winona LaDuke's Honor the Earth. So, hey, we'll be right back with some more shocking news from Gina.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hami Dakyepi, Ruben Amakiapi, Gamaza Aditi Hemie. I am Ruben, and I'm a recording artist. COVID cases are still high in Indian country. Even if you're a younger person, you're still at risk for getting COVID or spreading it to friends, family, elders, teachers, and classmates. Right now, anyone over the age of 12 is eligible for a COVID vaccine. The vaccines will protect you from severe illness and make it much less likely that you'll spread COVID to others. Plus, there's more great reasons to get vaccinated. All Minnesota teens between ages of 12 to 17 that completed their two-dose vaccine series in 2021 are eligible to enter a drawing for a $100,000 college scholarship. And if you get vaccinated before November 30th, you're eligible to receive a $200 Visa gift card. So protect yourself and others by getting vaccinated. You may even win some cash or a college scholarship. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov. Get vaccinated and don't miss this great opportunity for a college scholarship. 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hello, Minnesota. This is Stephanie Miller. Make sure to start your day off right with the Stephanie Miller Show every weekday morning from 8 to 11 right here on AM 950.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we never add fillers or basting solutions, just 100% pure turkey. And we're proud to remain an independent family farm. Looking for an extra special addition to this year's Thanksgiving feast? Our fresh, never frozen turkeys remove the hassle of thawing and can be picked up just days before your celebration. Available at natural food stores across the region. Reserve your fresh, free-range Thanksgiving turkey for pickup at our store right on our farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our retail partners. For more information on finding our Ferndale Market Thanksgiving turkey near you, visit us at ferndalemarket.com. That's ferndalemarket.com. Thank you for your support of local foods and farmers. We'll hope to see you at Ferndale Market soon. FerndaleMarket.com.
For too long, American Indian tribes have faced a competitive disadvantage when litigating against powerful forces. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan, LLP, seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation in Indian country. They have worked hand-in-hand with tribes to implement the Tribal Law and Order Act, fighting against diminishment of tribal lands and natural resources, and improving public safety on reservations. The Robbins Kaplan American Indian Law and Policy Practice serves tribes and individuals on commercial, government investigations, agency and tribal boundary disputes, as well as personal injury. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purdon, their American Indian Law and Policy Practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. If you or your tribe are facing legal issues, contact RobbinsKaplan.com or call toll-free at 1-800-553-9910.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Decreasing clouds overnight with a low of 34, but those clouds move back in on Wednesday with a high of 40. Hazel's Northeast is now open Tuesdays through Sundays, offering the most creative comfort food you'll find. They're at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis, just minutes from 35W. More at hazelsnetogo.com.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm awake.
We are Alusa Nation.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got Nancy Bolio here of Bemidji 350, along with Gina Peltier, a water protector with Honor the Earth. And they're having a great conversation in about happened in D.C. And I had a chance, Gina, I saw you, Ogama and I were there too for a couple days, and you're just an awesome warrior and a really big leader that's really coming in their own. And I just wanted to say that before I hand it over to Nancy. Peeny Gigi for all you do, and your brother too. And it's just awesome to see you in action.
Right, and she's an awesome guest to have. And before we continue on with Gina, I would like to remind folks that Ron Turney from the White Earth Reservation has been documenting the Line 3 construction impacts with his camera and his drone, and he has published many images on his Facebook page, the Indigenous Environmental Network Facebook page as well, and his photos and his drones has caught the attention of our Attorney General. So some of the images that he's collecting is really shedding the light on truths that Enbridge is actually very destructive in this Line 3 process, especially out by the Mississippi. And so I want people to continue to support his GoFundMe. And what I'm going to do here shortly is share a link to his GoFundMe page. And then the Star Tribune also released a article yesterday with the help of Ron Turney's imaging and some of the stuff he's brought forward. And I want to give a shout out to the Clearwater County Sheriff for following through with holding Enbridge accountable, and for him willing to learn and stand as a treaty partner. And it's been a trying time for him, but I think he's doing the right thing here by continuing to hold Enbridge accountable for breaching at aquifer in Clearwater County. And I also want to give a shout out to Give to the Max that I'll be working on tonight, and it's going to be a fundraiser to help fund the treaty work that we do at Minnesota 350. So we have a treaty campaign, treaty rights campaign at Minnesota 350, and I encourage our listeners to take a look-see at that. Sign our pledge. Once you sign the pledge, you'll get a email series, and you'll find out ways you can get involved with the work that we do at Minnesota 350 moving forward. We have a treaty alliance that will be taking place in February, and we're excited with the beginning phase of those planning sessions. So, again, that was a lot of information to share. But, again, I want to make sure people are out there supporting the good work of Ron Turney, the treaty pledge team, and then follow people like Gina and find out what's going on the front lines, because I think Gina's everywhere that I can't be anymore. And I really appreciate about Gina being so flexible, so courageous, and just holding space. And just last week, she was, at an Amy Klobuchar fundraising event. I don't know the candidate she was fundraising for, but that's why Gina is here today to share that experience with us.
Miigwech, everyone, for all your kind words. You know, you guys are the ones that inspire me and keep me going, so... The fight is not over. There is oil flowing through that pipeline, and there's many different ways that we can continue the fight. And one of the ways is, like Nancy said last week, we interrupted a fundraiser where Senator Amy Klobuchar was speaking at. And when we got in there and we started asking her questions about Line 3, she just got a little... angry, I would say, and then just kind of walked off stage, completely ignored us. And the cops were called because it was a private location, a private event, private property. And it was kind of crazy how fast the police showed up. On top of that, there was when Amy did pull up to the venue, a police officer kind of... came in with her, and then Amy stayed in her vehicle until it was time for her to speak. And she came out of her vehicle, went into the venue, and then that's when we went in and interrupted. And then she went straight out to her vehicle and took off as fast as she could. And this isn't the only time that Amy has been confronted by this, and she walks away and she denies every time. So it's really important to not only vote, but to even yourself, start going out and running for all these open positions and all these other positions that are out there, even positions as like a soil conservationist. People vote those in as well. Right now, I have a family member that's running for Senate in Minnesota, and a lot of people don't think they can do it, but, why not even try running, letting them know, we could do this as well. We need to get the right people in office who actually care, that, Mother Earth is being destroyed like this. It's not just Line 3. There's also plans for a logging thing to go up around Leech Lake, and they want to harvest all this wood from the Leech Lake area for a Canadian company. And then they also want to open up nickel mines here in Minnesota. And we know with the nickel mines, they poison the waters with the chemicals they use to mine the nickel. And we don't need all of these projects popping up when we all know that hemp can do all of that. Hemp can fuel cars. You can make houses out of hemp. You can make clothes out of hemp. You can make batteries out of hemp. Right now, the topsoil in the United States is depleting drastically. And hemp puts nutrients back into the soil. Hemp also helps fix the ozone layer, and you don't need any pesticides to grow hemp.
Right, and I think, Gina, you bring up a really, really, really great point here, and I want to reiterate the importance of what you're saying. And, you know, looking at Line 3 and the Firelight 1 encampment for the 8-day occupation, that was not a No Line 3 protest camp. That was an 1855 treaty camp, because, again, we are going to continue to assert our treaty rights, and what good are those treaty rights if we don't assert those? And so I think when we think about extractive industries such as mining, digging for gold, the pipelines, it's all damaging to Mother Earth. And so, again, this is more than a pipeline. This is about, you know, our treaty rights and our right to exist, our right to preserve our way of life and protect the water and the animals and everything, the four elements. And again, you know, like Mr. Shimmick, Bob Shimmick of the Red Lake Nation says, what good are those rights if the fish are poisoned? What good are those rights if there are no more fish? So, you know, this ain't just about immediate fix and to stop a pipeline. This is about defending those treaties, protecting our waters and the seven generations for decades and in time immemorial to come. So this is more than a pipeline. This is about treaty, and we're going to continue to hold space like that. So I think Gina brought up a real good point there, why it's important that we run for office. And, you know, maybe not, you might not win the first election, but you're planting a seed. And what I see here, like at the Bemidji City Council, we have the awesomeness of Audrey Thayer and Dan Jourdain. They're enrolled tribal people, and we also have an ally, Emily Ward. But the majority vote smothers those three people. So at the Bemidji City Council, it's a 4-3 vote. But if people like ourselves run for office, we have to capture the majority vote to see change. So we need to support our relatives and our non-Native allies that align with our values.
Run, Nancy, run. Run, Nancy, run.
Yeah, Nancy's going to be an LPN and an artist, remember? So I'll show up in camp in different ways. I'll take care of the healing process, and I'll teach people on the art on the side as part of the next level of healing, Robert. That's my job.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So, you know, I want to give a big appreciation to Gina for all she's done and how she really she actually came out of nowhere. I knew her brother, Joey Peltier, who she mentioned who was running for office. She didn't give up his name, but I will. And when Gina showed up that first day, I think it was the Trump rally outside of Target, right, Gina?
Yes, yep.
That was a beautiful day, wasn't it? We were up to like 400 strong that day. Trump came to town here in Bemidji, Minnesota, and we decided that we were going to remind all the Trump fans and Trump that we're still here. And what we did that day is we held a spot that was right in the heart of all of that. And you know what? We held space in a powerful, peaceful way. We had hand drum, a big drum, we had a sound system, and we had a block party celebrating who we are, and it was one of the most beautiful experiences that I had holding space. And then one of the reporters here in Bemidji, her husband, reached out and said, you know, across the United States here, you guys had the most peaceful civil disobedience I've ever seen when Trump came to town. You guys are powerful, and I think that's how we're going to continue to show up. So I'm thinking, you know, how do we do that? And I think, you know, having, you know, people like Gina out there and encouraging us to hold space. And so, Gina, is there anything that you could tell our listeners what they could do to show up and where they can find this information, like what Honor the Earth might be doing?
Yeah, just go to honortheearth.org. We post all of our events and stuff we have coming up there. And then follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We also have another campaign to drop the charges, since it was nearly 1,000 people arrested in northern Minnesota for stopping Line 3. So we do need to bring awareness that, you know, all these people risked their freedoms to save their futures, and now we need to get the charges dropped. So I'd like to bring awareness to that before we head out.
Wow. I just got to say, Peenie Geegee Gina, for being on. and all you do, and you and your brother and your family, and honor the earth too. We couldn't be fighting these things without you and them and Nancy. So I just want to say Pini Gigi for being on again. As always, you're a true woman warrior leading the way.
Right, and I look forward to keeping our listeners squeaky clean here in the next few days, Robert. So thank you for inviting me and my art into your space. Good.
Yeah, no problem. It's going to be great, really. And what a great segment, Wendy.
Yeah, absolutely. Visit us at the Native Roots Trading Post, 700 Nicollet Avenue in Minneapolis, inside Dayton's. We're opened on Thursday, this Thursday, November 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hey, great little promo. We'll be right back with what do we got going next, Wendy?
I think we're going to do a funny segment today.
They're all funny. No, but hey, was great to have Nancy and Gina on. Yeah. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, our sacred animal section.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
For too long, American Indian tribes have faced a competitive disadvantage when litigating against powerful forces. With its American Indian law and policy practice, Robbins Kaplan, LLP, seeks to redefine excellence for high-stakes litigation in Indian country. They have worked hand-in-hand with tribes to implement the Tribal Law and Order Act, fighting against diminishment of tribal lands and natural resources, and improving public safety on reservations. The Robbins Kaplan American Indian Law and Policy Practice serves tribes and individuals on commercial, government investigations, agency and tribal boundary disputes, as well as personal injury. Founded and led by former United States attorneys Brendan Johnson and Tim Purdon, their American Indian Law and Policy Practice exists to bring justice to tribal clients whose claims in the past have been dismissed or ignored due to their underdog status. If you or your tribe are facing legal issues, contact RobbinsKaplan.com or call toll-free at 1-800-553-9910.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Biju, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanjahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, uh-oh, protecting wolves for future generations.
Jeez. All right. Well, that was a great interview, Nancy.
Yeah,
is intense really and really good radio. Mm-hmm. We did that show together for like 6 months, Rock the Vote Native Style, and learned a lot from her. She just has a lot of great information. And Gina's a rock star, too.
Yeah. And, they were talking about Amy Klobuchar and how disappointing they are with her. And as well as not, Nancy, Amy Klobuchar not recognizing pipelines. She doesn't also recognize the importance of keeping our wolves for future generations, as she is against, protection for them.
Our
relatives, yeah. The other person I'm kind of disappointing in about the same subject with our wolves is Deb Halland.
But also, let's back up a second, too, before you get too far into our sister Deb, is Tina Smith has not signed that proclamation either to protect her wolves.
Exactly.
And so I remember when Bernie was in town and she was speaking, and she's the one who got, what's his name, seat, because she was, do you remember how she became senator? What's his name again?
Dayton.
What's
his name?
Guy from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Al Franken.
Al Franken. How could I forget?
So she got that seat. Mm-hmm. And then she was at First Avenue.
She was mutued.
Yeah. And we were at First Avenue, and Tina Turner came. Or Tina Turner. Jeez.
Tina Smith. Tina.
No, I was just going to tell that story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you blew my...
Go ahead.
So we're in there, and then all of a sudden she gets on and people start yelling Toxic Tina, and it was like I've been calling her that ever since.
Right.
You know, these people don't these people are middle of the road Democrats that don't support. I mean, if you get 68% of the vote in Minnesota, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That means the Republicans love you too for some reasons.
Yeah.
And being a progressive like myself, that's a big red flag. Go ahead, Wendy.
No,
rambling.
I just wanted to say about, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, many, many tribes in the United States wanted to meet with her to convince her to put the wolves back on the endangered species, and she denied those meetings twice already.
Wow.
So she's not meeting with people to discuss it. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen and how she's going to...
Well, I just want to also bring up that I'm really excited not only the tribes here in Minnesota are against the hunt, but also in Wisconsin.
That's
and,
right.
And Ho-Chunk Nation really stepped up, but all of them, Oneida, all those people in Wisconsin. So we got to give them a shout out because they know.
They know.
They know.
You how know, the wolves
are
good
relatives.
For the, yes.
And good for us.
And good for our ecosystem and our, the
long
world that
time
we live
ago,
in.
Long time ago, Native Americans watched the wolves, and that's how we have clans and how we have leaders. And so they're I guess this word's used a lot, but they're definitely a sacred relative.
Absolutely. On that note, because we're working on the store, Native Roots Trading Post, for the last few days, really, all day, just doing stuff for it.
We're still married. So
I really,
that's awesome.
I haven't had any time today, literally not even a minute, to look up anything to serious to talk about. So I have a bunch of funny things that I wanted to talk about. But I saw this little thing here about squirrels and how they squirrels are fighting climate change.
Oh.
Squirrels don't dig up nearly 3/4 of the acorns that they bury. And in the process, they are planting carbon-trapping oak trees, the future homes for themselves and for their woodland friends. So go squirrels.
Yeah, I really like that one comedian, Silverstone, Sarah Silverstone, was doing a bit on that. And she said, you know, I just figured out how trees were grown. Squirrels bury nuts, and then they forget where they bury them, and it just blows my mind.
Well, we feed our squirrels peanuts, so...
Non-salted.
Non-salted.
We don't want high blood pressure.
Shelled peanuts. So I don't know if we're going to grow peanut trees, if that's going to help the environment, but our squirrels are going to get peanuts. But I was looking at this article, and it was just cool facts about animals, and some of them in the past I've talked about, and some of them I haven't. But in the beginning here, this animal here, I'm going to call it my new spirit animal. You know how everybody has a new spirit animal? Well, the koala is going to be my new spirit animal. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they sleep 22 hours a day.
God.
They do. If anyone ever scolds you for sleeping too much, just hit them with this unreal fact. Koalas are one animal who definitely value their beauty rest because they sleep for a whopping 22 hours a day. Maybe that's why they're so cute. The reason they need so much sleep is that their diet is very hard to digest and it requires a lot of energy. So they digest their food while they're sleeping.
I'm kind of a sloth. I don't know if that's my...
But they're
spirit.
Really cute, too, koalas.
Yeah. Sloths move slow.
Yeah.
And, what about you, Ogama?
Koalas, don't they eat bamboo?
They eat eucalyptus.
Oh, eucalyptus. Oh, okay, yeah.
It's eucalyptus, and it's the only thing they can eat, and it's really hard to digest. They, as far as evolution goes, koalas confuse me because I don't know how they made it this far with one food that they eat.
Yep.
And no, I think the only reason they made it this far is they really have no natural predators.
And they're
cute.
They are pretty cute.
Yeah, they are cute.
I don't know if I'd be a sloth or a koala, maybe a bear. I mean, I feel like we were talking about it a little bit yesterday with Dr. Stately about this time of the year being like kind of hard on people. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I could hibernate this time of year. I don't, and bears don't really go to sleep for all of that. So I feel like hibernation is really what I'm down for. That sounds delightful.
Just eat a whole bunch of food and gain 40 pounds and then go to sleep.
I'm already there, Wendy. I'm already there.
All right. What else you got? You got a couple minutes
here. Octopus has 3 hearts and 9 brains. Octopus are very, very smart too. And I think that people shouldn't eat them. Otters fall asleep holding hands.
I've seen that.
Isn't that cute? We saw a couple of videos. Yeah. They sleep on their back in the water and float and hold each other's hands. Isn't that cute? Did you know elephants are pregnant for 2 years? Could you imagine that, Ogama?
Oh,
I don't want to think about it.
Years.
I don't want to think about
it. Seems like 2 years.
I already can't see my feet.
Oh,
no. Cows have best friends.
Oh.
Yes. Humans aren't the only ones with best friends. Cows are able to develop deep relationships with one another and even have a designated best friend. When cows are with their best friends, their heart rates are lower, and when separated, they begin to panic. Sadly, when one best friend passes away, the living cow will fall into a depression. So that's kind of nice to know that they do that. Little snails can sleep for 3 years. I don't want to sleep for 3 years. 22 hours is just fine for me. So I'll go with the koalas. Definitely just with the koalas. Let me see if I have any more here. Chickens can live without... I don't want to talk about this one.
I know what she was going to say.
Giraffes with your head cut have off. Black tongues.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I knew that one.
I used to go to a zoo when I was a kid, and I remember this giraffe, this one giraffe, year after year would, have this big black tongue. It was kind of gross. Some sharks can glow in the dark. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Dolphins give each other names. I love that. And I love dolphins, too. They're one of my favorite animals.
Flipper.
Flipper was my favorite.
They call me Flipper. Flipper. Well, you have to be... Hey, Pini Gigi, Wendy.
Yeah, sure.
So also...
The rest of the week, I might just have fun facts because I have no time to do any research on anything.
And that's fun. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And from Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office. We're still here. A big shout out to Nancy and Gina today for being our guest. We're still here. We are the 7th generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated.